99.3 FM Nigeria Info. My name is Ezugu Chukwudi. Welcome to Ideas with Ayobe. Now, last week Friday, many Nigerians, you know, were eagerly anticipating the outcome of the Osun State Election Tribunal. And when the pronouncement became public knowledge, a lot of people looked at the situation and were like, ah, what is going on? What is even more interesting was when they found out, you know, they looked at the summary of the pronouncement and saw Adeleke cannot buga. Some people went, ah, wait, oh, what exactly is the situation? And what is even more disturbing for some people is the fact that they're looking at Beavers and they're saying, if INEC looked at the numbers and made a pronouncement and declared someone the winner, why did the tribunal look at the numbers again and say, well, from all the evidence presented, it appears like Adeleke cannot buga, in their words.
Well, I mean, let me leave aside the buga talk, because as you know, Chukwudi, I'm a very elderly person, so I don't know anything about buga. But what I wanted to discuss, and I hope that my guest Samson Itodo will be on the line, is not so much the issue of what the tribunal decided, whether they're right or wrong, but that in the light of at least the finding that there was overvoting in regard to some polling stations, and what is the definition of overvoting under the new Electoral Act? It is that if the number of votes cast is more than the number of voters accredited to vote. Before, it used to be if the number of votes cast is more than the number of voters registered at a polling station. So the idea that this is coming up now, that even despite the bimodal voter accreditation system, there can be overvoting, is a bit alarming to voters. And so I wanted to discuss with my guest, Samson Itodo. Samson, I hope you are on the line, the executive director of YEAGA.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Samson. And as I said, to either get some reassurance from you, or to find that we do indeed have cause to worry about whether or not we can, whether or not we're actually going to be able to rely on the BVAS. Is it really identifying vote rigging and fraud, or is it not living up to expectation?
Well, first, thanks for the invitation. To say that the BVAS is living up to expectation in a lot of ways, and this judgment does not in any way contradict the BVAS, because the BVAS is used on election day for two things. One, it is used to accredit voters, and by accreditation is to verify that a person who has showed up to vote is a registered voter whose name is on the register for that particular polling unit. And so the BVAS verifies their fingerprints and also their facial identity. Now, the facial identification is relied upon when the fingerprint fails. So that's one. The second dimension is the BVAS is used to transmit images of result sheet, polling unit level results on the INEC election results viewing portal. Now, what happens with the BVAS is the BVAS stores the information or data of the number of people who are accredited in a particular polling unit. So if you don't get accredited through the BVAS, then your details cannot be captured that you voted. And so it's important for people to go through accreditation with the BVAS. After accreditation, all that information ideally is uploaded on the cloud, on the server, online. The process of uploading that information on the cloud takes time. It's not something that happens immediately. So what happened with the judgment was that a political party requested for information of accredited voters when the data on accredited voters has not been uploaded on the cloud completely. But then afterwards, you know, when the upload was completed days later, INEC issued a final figure of accredited voters based on what was uploaded on the cloud. And even in the course of that judgment, you see, the BVAS machines were also brought to the court, and the court did check, or the tribunal checked, that the figures on the BVAS and the final reports on accredited voters was consistent. So I think it's important that to know that it doesn't in any way contradict the BVAS. In fact, it even reinforces why we need the BVAS. Because if people go on to vote, you know, without accreditation, it undermines the integrity of the process.
But then the why public- did the, but during the course of the trial, even the INEC and the declared winner admitted that there had been some voting, and in their own case, they mentioned, they said in six polling.
Yeah, so the point is, what the public needs to know is that the accreditation process is electronic. But then the official needs to record what on the device, on the result sheet. And that process of recording on the result sheet is manual.
But is it that the that people who had not been accredited were nonetheless allowed to vote?
Yes. So that happened in about six or nine polling units.
Yes. And how does that... I mean, I think that's really where, because if it can happen in six or nine units, then what's to say that it can't happen in others?
No, but the reason why we know that those people actually voted without accreditation is because there was a BVAS in the first place.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, and two things actually explain this. The first one is that presiding officers, and this is where INEC officials also have a critical role to play. First, their personal integrity matters for successful elections. Secondly, the vigilance of citizens equally matters, because anything can happen on election day, but the vigilance of citizens can limit these forms of irregularity, because overvoting can actually occur, you know, in polling units. But then there has to be mechanisms, which I have highlighted, to prevent overvoting from occurring, because it can halt the credibility of the election. But also at the collation level, before a collation officer tallies the results, it is important for them to also check, because the Electoral Act requires them to check the results on the result sheet, as well as what was transmitted online. And if there's some inconsistency, those inconsistencies have to be rectified.
Samson, I appreciate what you said about it taking time for the uploading, but there's a difference between the transmission, which is what is sent from the BVAS, and the uploading to the INEC. And if the collation is required to look at what was transmitted, then it will be what was transmitted rather than what is at the INEC server or whatever it is.
Yeah, but then you know that currently, based on the protocol, the accreditation data, the number of accredited voters on the BVA isn't transmitted or published on the IRES. And this is why civil
society... what is the IRES?
The IRES is the INEC Election Results Viewing Portal.
Okay.
And this is why we've called on INEC since last year to transmit the number of accredited voters as recorded on the BVAS on the IRES. So on election day, once people go to the Election Results Viewing Portal, they can see the figures of accredited voters on the IREV, as well as what is recorded by the presiding officer on the results sheet, those forms EC8As. And where there's a discrepancy, you can clearly tell where there's where overvoting has occurred in this instance. And this level of transparency is important. We cannot rule out one. There could be errors on the part of the presiding officers, but then there could also be deliberate sabotage, deliberate attempt.
I mean, I think that for the voter, because I think one thing we need to bear in mind is that the that though the decision is in the Osun State Electoral Tribunal is on appeal, and the decision and that the Court of Appeal and the Supreme Court possibly are likely to look into the details of when the when INEC came up with its synchronized report and when it didn't. That's not going to happen before Election Day.
Absolutely.
And so I think the point that you made, which is the one that ordinary voters need to possibly take into and really take to heart, is that they should not allow the that they should be vigilant, so that because, you know, as I said, if you've got if you're supporting candidate A and at the polling station 200 of you turn up and 150 of you vote for candidate A, and then because of some whether by mistake or design or accident, the number of votes declared is greater than the number of accredited, it means that even the 150 votes for the candidate you love get thrown away under the terms of the Electoral Act.
Yeah.
And now, so that the as at now, the watchword is vigilance, and making sure that there is nothing that you see happening. But another thing that I just wanted to ask you before we close, as you know, Samson, we only have our 15 minutes of fame here. But one thing I wanted to ask you was that, does the BVAS make any, does it transmit any information about the rate of accreditation of voters, so that it can be seen whether there's a last minute attempt to stuff the number of so-called accredited voters with the actuality of what is happening on the ground? Or is that information not part of what INEC receives from the BVAS?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, and based on information that INEC has released to stakeholders, I think that will be difficult to do, because the BVAS can be configured to work within a particular time, and then afterwards the entire system shuts down. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that anyone on the field can activate. So that, at least we know there's that functionality, but INEC also needs to provide more information to also build public confidence, you know, on the BVAS. But let me just say four things, and particularly for the voters out there. The first thing, on election day, please ensure and be vigilant that the number of accredited voters on the BVAS is zero, that there is no figure for accreditation field. So you have to keep an eye on that. Secondly,
Where will they see that?
So they will see that on the BVAS. The presiding officer is required, you know, to show,
to display it.
To display that at the polling unit.
Okay.
That's one. Two, for the voter, it's also important that do not let any presiding officer issue you a ballot paper without going through the accreditation using the BVAS.
Okay.
Because if that happens, it means that your vote will not count, because it would amount to overvoting. Even if it's just one, it will amount to overvoting. So do not insist that you must be accredited with the BVAS.
You mean insist that you must be accredited with the BVAS before you get your...
Yes, before you get your ballot.
Do not insist. I want to emphasize that they should. We should
allow
insist.
Us save you the stress.
Yes, insist that you must
count on us.
Vote, but then you must be accredited with a VIVAS. The third one is after the election had been concluded and the polling unit, an image of the results sheet should be taken with the VIVAS.
Yes.
You should also be vigilant that the original or authentic results, you know, from that polling unit where you are, it's what's uploaded on the, it's the image that is taken and uploaded on the portal.
Okay.
But I think it's also important before that, which is the last point, is in the course of recording the results, please also be vigilant to watch that it is the actual number of voters who are accredited on the BVAS that is recorded on the result sheet.
Yes, yes.
That is very important to watch. So these are sort of the four things that voters should keep an eye on.
So as I think the watchword is that the vigilance, or the price of liberty, is eternal vigilance, and certainly the integrity of democracy in Nigeria also requires that vigilance. I want to thank you so much, Samson, for coming. I know you're very busy, and for coming on to kind of set our minds at rest that the bimodal voter accreditation system is indeed going to help to guarantee the integrity of our elections. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.